Hello and welcome to Modern Day Human, helping you align with your highest frequency and activate more of your spiritual self in daily life. My name is Brian, and this episode is about trusting your life path, trusting the process of getting where you want to go. And where is it that you want to go? Well, let's talk about life paths. I believe we all came into this world with a plan for ourselves. And in that plan were the things we wanted to do, the experiences we wanted to have, some of the souls we wanted to interact with along the way, and the general trajectory of our evolution. And the more we are aligned with our higher self and in tune with our feelings and our intuition, the better we feel because the closer we are to following this plan. I used to rebel against this idea that somehow my life was planned. My ego wants complete control, and so it didn't like this idea that I had to follow this plan that was already laid out for me. And what I've come to understand for myself is that it's not all laid out to the detail level, but it is laid out as a general plan. And I don't have to follow it. That's the power of free will. I can choose to go anywhere I want to go and do anything I want to do. And here's the important part of it. When I'm not in alignment with my higher self, I don't feel so good. Again, I don't have to stick to the original plan for my life. I believe I can alter course at any time. But I do believe when I'm not listening to the input from my higher self when doing this, things don't go so well. And the other important part to remember is that the general plan was made by me. So what feels good to me is a part of the general plan that the whole of me created. And by whole, I mean including the part of me that is now focused in the third dimension. My higher self is not separate from my physical self, and it has a broader perspective from which to see the potential paths forward at any moment and every moment. It took me a while to really believe that. I kept separating my physical self from my higher self when it came to the day-to-day living of my life. And it's an easy thing to do because we can feel so separate when we're immersed in this third dimension of reality and duality. So it's not me against my higher self, which seems crazy to say. I mean, who fights against their higher self? Well, we all do, actually. Every time we have the inspiration to do something and we don't do it, we're fighting against our higher self. Every time our intuition says one thing, but we do another, we're fighting against our higher self. Every time we deny the calling of our heart, we fight against our higher self. And when we do these things, we are resisting the collaboration that we set up to be a part of before we were even born. Have you ever had that feeling that you were spinning your wheels, that you had a vision of where you wanted to go or what you wanted to achieve, but you just couldn't seem to make a lot of forward progress, or that progress seemed really slow? Maybe you're feeling like that right now. I've definitely had that experience, and it's super frustrating, isn't it? And what I've come to realize is that the feeling of stagnation is usually a sign that I'm fighting against my higher self and that more trust is needed. The default pattern that I used to go through started with me having inspiration and being super excited to do something. So there's the alignment with my higher self. And then it was followed by analyzing all the steps to get there. And then followed by uncertainty about all the steps and how they would all play out for me. And then it resulted in me not taking the step forward that I needed to take. I would overanalyze what I was inspired to do. I would ask what that might mean for me a year from now. You know, if I was good enough to actually do it, if I was qualified, how difficult it might be, how much it might cost, if I would get a good return on my investment of time and money, how long it might take, what would happen if I didn't complete what I started, what others might think, how I would respond to those who doubted me. I mean, it could just go on and on, all pointing to a lack of trust in myself and the unfolding of my life. And what I've come to know and now remind myself of is this: I don't have to be concerned with all the steps or even know what they all are. Not all of them. Not right now. Not all at once. It's so overwhelming when you put yourself in the position of having to think about all of it, to have to consider every possible factor before taking a step in the direction you've been inspired to go. When you put yourself in this position, of course it's going to feel difficult moving forward and making progress. You'll be focused on how everything fits together, but You'll be analyzing it without all the necessary information that's required to have an accurate picture of the path forward. There are just too many variables and unknowns to possibly know and plan for how it's all going to actually play out ahead of time. It's a very seductive trap because the more you think about all the details and the possible scenarios and what everyone thinks, the more details and scenarios and thoughts will come to mind. And you can trick yourself into thinking you're making progress because your mind is running around in circles, analyzing and preparing for things that often don't even need to be done, or at least do not need to be thought about until much later. And what seems to be planning and preparing is sometimes just stalling. Stalling because we are afraid of what lies ahead and we don't trust ourselves or the unfolding of our lives. Remember that the next steps will reveal themselves when you need them, and also that you will have what it takes to accomplish each step along the way, that you'll be able to learn and strengthen yourself and grow as you move along your path. It's unfair to doubt your ability to take steps 8, 9, and 10, or even think about the details involved in those steps before you even take steps 1, 2, and 3. And that's because who you are right now at step 1 is not who you will be when you're at step 10. That's a different you, and so is that world. So it's actually counterproductive thinking about all those steps within your current state of mind or within your current circumstances. It's wasting a lot of energy on one out of an infinite number of possible future scenarios. Energy that could instead be applied towards just taking that next step that's in front of you right now. Let accomplishing that step be your primary focus and stop trying to think and plan so far ahead. Trust yourself. Trust your guidance and the path you've laid out for yourself. You're meant to create with the flow of your life, not obsessively try to manipulate and control it so that it goes exactly how you want it to go. Again, it's common for our ego to interpret the unknown as unsafe, so it makes sense that we would want to control things. But in doing so, we cause ourselves a lot of stress and we miss out on the opportunities to experience all the ways in which the universe has our back. We miss out on discovering the evidence that life will work with us and lead us along the path that best serves our highest good. Beautiful scenarios and experiences, revelations and routes that we could not have planned for ourselves. So if you feel a little unclear right now as to your path forward, just check in to make sure that you're not overanalyzing, that you're not trying to see or plan too far ahead, and practice tuning into your heart and your intuition and strengthen that belief in yourself. Just focus on that next step and trust that it will lead you to all the other ones that need to follow it. That's the way you collaborate with your higher self. I'm going to end with one of my favorite quotes. This is from the Modern Elf Oracle deck. And I always come back to this when I find myself stalling and resisting the next steps forward. And the quote is this: "It is not required that steps forward be graceful, only that they be taken." So I hope that's a helpful reminder for you as you continue to travel your path forward. And if you would like further support to activate your clarity, power, and potential, you can always visit themodernelf.com or simply click the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you in the next episode.